This particular survey, they didn't cite the survey? Well, yeah, they did. It was in a December issue of the Journal of Marriage and Family. It says, save a family. When I get a line like that, I picture this family out in some ice floe, you know, in the polar region. Save a family. Send your contribution to 1-800-FAMILY. Save a family. Shut off a cell phone. Ha! As I get older, a lot of things happen to me. And one of them is, I just think cell phones, for the most part, for kids 12 to 15, 16, 17, are ridiculous. Just ridiculous. There's to be special circumstances for them, and if you're going to have them, they need to be treated like televisions. Extremely limited. The 24/7 availability that cell phones and pagers have brought to people's lives may be taking a toll on family life, a new study suggests. Following more than 1,300 adults, now these are the adults now, this is not even the kids, over 2 years, researchers found that those who consistently used a mobile phone or pager throughout the study were more likely to report negative spillover between work and home life. This, in turn, led to less satisfaction with family life. If it does that to adults, what's it do to kids? Now, they don't have calls from work, but they do have calls from everybody else, and everybody else can kind of take the place of you. After all, their friends are the most important things in the world, you know, more than a mom or a dad. At least that's what all the experts tell you. And that's probably true for a lot of kids, and that's sadly true because their friends are transitory. I don't have a whole lot of friends left from high school. I don't have a whole lot of friends left from last month. But at the time I was in high school, if my parents would have let it, those other 15, 16-year-olds would have taken a status much higher than my mom and dad. We tend to not understand that in most of human history, the clan, the tribe, the family was it. That was who your people were. And you got your identity from that clan, that tribe, and that family. Well, now, this would be inconceivable for past cultures to look at our kids and say they like these folks that they hang around with 6 hours a day better than their mom and dad. What is this? These are moderns? Is that what modern is? Is that what progressive is? Anyway, so the cell phone is just part of all that. Save a family, shut off a cell phone. The study, December issue of the Journal of Marriage and Family. I like when these journals confirm stuff I spout.